Well, this morning we're going to visit about structured settlement annuities. And for those of you, both attorneys and trustees, who've worked with personal injury attorneys in the context of preparing those special needs trusts for the beneficiaries, this is especially pertinent to you. For those of you who just do typically the special needs planning in the context of estate planning for parents of special needs children as such, you may not have come across these issues, but I'm hoping that through our discussion today, you'll be at least familiar with the concepts. My goal today is not to train you on all the really amazing strategies that we can use with structured settlement annuities, but rather to build a fundamental knowledge of them so that when you come across them, you're able to speak the lingo and know exactly, or know generally at least, what they're talking about. So our goals today are to talk about three kind of general concepts. First of all, is a structured settlement annuity even appropriate for this beneficiary? Is it even on the table as a possible planning technique? Pardon me. Secondly, is the structured settlement annuity, if one has been proposed, sometimes the personal injury attorney may come to you and tell you, we're doing a structure. Well, if they're coming to you and telling you they're doing a structure, this probably answers this question. Are they looking at doing a structure in lieu of a trust, or are they looking at layering a structure with a trust so that they're creating a trust, wanting that trust there, and they're going to fund it in part through this structured settlement annuity? Now, sometimes they'll come to you and say, we just need a trust. Nothing's going in it, but we're going to fund it down the road with a structure. Sometimes that's an opportunity for education of the attorney. And the second is other money going into that trust. So are we creating a trust and some money's going in up front and then we're going to supplement that later with a structured settlement, or are they wanting to fund it entirely with the structure? So we're going to look at all those issues and know how to respond, at least what to consider when attorneys are coming to you with these types of issues.